So last night, Connor, finally get the first collegiate goal. Kind of take us through the play.
Yeah, I just regrouped in the neutral zone, and it ended up being a two-on-one. Nice move by Johnson there, and then threw the puck on net, and it ended up right on my stick. And I got a little scared, almost didn't go in, but thank God it did.
Kind of a sigh of relief, too, to finally get that one off your back?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the monkey was on there for a long time, for sure, and I'm glad it got out of the way, and hopefully we can keep it going.
What's the transition been like for you coming from junior into the college game?
I mean, last year coming off injuries, I didn't play a whole lot. Lighter schedule for me, and coming down here, I feel healthy, feel good. It's a big, fast league, and I feel like I'm adjusting well. It's a little bit different than junior was, but I feel good out here.
What's it been like getting back into the academic part?
That was a bit of a challenge at first, but once you get in that routine, it's pretty easy, and I like it. I mean, there's structure to your day. You're not just waking up, going to practice, and have nothing to do. So it makes you use your head in the morning, and then you come to practice a little sharper.
You're from Wilcox, Saskatchewan, played your junior at Notre Dame, which is obviously a world-renowned program, not just at the junior level, but all the way down. What makes Notre Dame so special?
For me, being born and raised there, it was always a dream of mine to play there, and getting the opportunity to play there was phenomenal. A dream come true for sure. That school is pretty prestigious, and it's second to none. So, I mean, for me, born and raised, I don't know any different, and I'm just very, very humbled that I got the opportunity to play there.
See, an interesting thing about you is you're diabetic, and how do you monitor that during a game, and do you have to carry yourself differently on the ice, off the ice, to make sure that you stay in a zone where you do feel good?
Yeah, it's just preparation. I've had diabetes now for 21 years, so I don't know much different. But as far as the routine goes, you know, just making sure you're getting your food at the right times. On the bench, I'm always monitoring. I have a little sensor that I have going on full time. So I just check sugars, make sure that's maintained, and if that's maintained, I feel great out there.